All right, well, the attack on us from all directions is happening faster all of the time. I call it the quickening, and I have for a long time. They're getting really good at it, aren't they? I mean, they just flood the zone with all sorts of things. If you can keep people off balance, you can really get some things done. They know that by going down roads like this one, they have a shot at keeping power forever. It may not happen this year, but right now it doesn't feel like it's that far away if we don't get our act together. Which brings me to the Republican cowards who once again caved in, let the Democrats dictate spending another $1.2 trillion that keeps the debt rising and the likelihood of a debt crisis rising too sometime in the not too distant future. And among the worst of the cowards are those that are tucking their tails between their legs and running for the hills, right? Ken Buck is among the dishonest people that campaigned. He campaigned for the job. But when it got too tough, Ken ran for the door like a true coward. He's not the only one, but here he is. Listen.
Congressman, let me start with you. Sure. You left Congress as of Friday, just as that was all going down. I guess that didn't cause you to rethink your decision?
Not at all. Not at all. No rearview mirror. Happy to move on. Dysfunctional place.
I mean, you must have been pretty intensely frustrated to not only not run again, but to leave early. And you're not alone, obviously. Mike Gallagher just said he's leaving, too.
Yeah. Well, since this Congress started, there have been efforts to impeach the Secretary of State, the Secretary of Defense, the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the President, the Attorney General, the FBI Director. And in fact, did impeach the director of Homeland, Secretary of Homeland Security. Serious problems with setting priorities. We have a very tragic circumstance in Ukraine. We have a spiraling debt, all kinds of out of control problems, and we focus on messaging bills that get us nowhere.
And he focuses on Ukraine. Strangely, ties that to how deeply in debt we are. As we squander billions of dollars on that country while our own border is wide open, Ken Buck, the coward, runs for the hills. He campaigned for the job. That's a job you begged people to give you by having them vote for you, and you and others. Gallagher in Wisconsin, the latest. It's inexcusable to me. We obviously know about the full frontal assault on Donald Trump and the demands that he fork over $500 million today. Or the state of New York will start taking massive, valuable chunks of real estate and more, potentially. Americans know this all stinks to high heaven, and yet the corporate media bobbleheads are just gleeful. Yeah, they're gleeful. Another Sunday and another partisan host, or hack, takes whacks at Donald Trump while ignoring half of the facts. Listen to this exchange.
But we're living in a country now where basically if you're president, now you have to think to yourself, I got to be careful what I do as president, not even legal or illegal, even on policy, because if I upset the wrong people,
well,
as soon as I leave,
you should be careful not to break the laws.
Well, but you look at these prosecutions that are coming about. You've got this lady, clear partisan in New York, yeah, who's basically prosecuting the president over loans, something that's never been done to anybody before. The banks, who are supposedly the victims of what they claim, are all saying, we don't even rely on what the president's statements are. We do our own internal investigation to see if the properties are worth what they're worth.
Okay.
And you've got a judgment on them. That's just one example of trying to bankrupt them and jail them.
But give me this. You don't think that the people that attacked the Capitol are absolute patriots, like Trump says, and should be pardoned?
No, what I do think is that people that went into the Capitol and committed crimes of violence or had, zip ties and all that are different from someone who walked in through an open door. I think they should have prioritized and only prosecuted the people who committed acts of violence.
But these are not absolute patriots, as
well. If you attack a police officer or you go into the Capitol, no. But there are people that have been charged, in some cases egregiously charged, for simply walking in. They didn't attack anybody.
Yeah. He's exactly right. Oh, but, this and that. You know, the fact of the matter is these people ignore the facts. Jonathan Carl at ABC, just another one, willing to twist the truth to fit their narrative to attack Donald Trump. Oh, and I really need to share this gem. This gem I really need to share. Chuck Todd, little Chucky Todd, has a complete meltdown live on NBC in one of the funniest ways of all time when it comes to being a complete hypocrite, whining that Ronna McDaniel was hired by NBC News as a contributor, while ignoring Nicole Wallace and Jen Psaki on his network, George Stephanopoulos across the street, and a herd of other far-left political activist hacks already collecting checks from 30 Rock and other legacy networks. It is outstanding. Listen to this.
Let me deal with the elephant in the room.
Yeah.
I think our bosses owe you an apology. for putting you in this situation, because I don't know what to believe. She is now a paid contributor by NBC News. So I have no idea whether any answer she gave to you was because she didn't want to mess up her contract. She wants us to believe that she was speaking for the RNC when the RNC was paying for it. So she has credibility issues that she still has to deal with.
Yeah.
Is she speaking for herself, or is she speaking on behalf of who's paying her? But once at the RNC, she did say that, hey, I'm speaking for the party. I get that. That's part of the job. So what about here? I will say this. I think your interview did a good job of exposing, I think, many of the contradictions. And look, there's a reason why there's a lot of journalists at NBC News uncomfortable with this, because many of our professional dealings with the RNC over the last 6 years have been met with gaslighting.
Yeah, like watching NBC News, met with gaslighting. Here's Chuck Todd having the gall, having the nerve to say, is she telling the truth or just saying what she's supposed to say because she's being paid? I don't know, Chuck. We ask that about you every single day. Are you that stupid, or are you just parroting what NBC wants you to say so you sound stupid? I mean, we have that same conversation about you and Jonathan Carl and Kirsten Welker and all sorts of other folks. You claim to be journalists, and yet you take one side of a story and run with it and ignore the rest. How about that Hunter Biden laptop? How about that Russia disinformation? How about the fact that Donald Trump has been violated under the Eighth Amendment of the United States Constitution? $500 million is a violation of the Eighth Amendment of the United States Constitution, Chuck. Does that cross your mind? Or are you just too much of a stooge? Or do you have cranial rectal inversion so severely you can't see what's going on in the world? It's one of these things. What a joke. That's why corporate media is failing. That's why networks like what we do here is succeeding. That's why real voices are breaking through. Because we can see what it is. Yeah, Chuck Todd questioning whether or not Ronald McDaniel should get a paycheck from NBC News. I wonder if any of you should. I'll take a break. It's the Steve Gruber Show.